Okay, we have Ramban of Chumash, and he says so, and Parsha Zohar. Ramban of Chumash, a lot of Chedusha there. Yes, as before, someone asked me, what am I speaking about tomorrow night? So I say to you, don't tell them. Ask me a kasha. Ask me a kasha. Imi Gila? Yeah? Yeah. Oh, the older guy, who's of any Balkari over here? Oh, you're Balkari, right? No Balkari, you're Balkari? You are Balkari.
Simcha.
He did it already. Okay. Read, let's say there's the kasha. The bomb kasha. It's a bomb kasha. What you call a bomb kasha? Yeah, here's a bomb kasha. Yeah. Now he's going to read it, and you ask Akasha. Okay? Rishushan Abira Hova Yehudim Vabed. And read the letters in between also. Hamesh?
Base, Parsha Nasa, Base, Dolphin, Base, Pasa, Base, Parasa, Base.
Zion, no, that'd be the letter.
Zion, okay. Hamesh, Mas, Ish.
Vav.
Zion.
Zion.
Veis parsha nesa veis stelfen veis aspasa ches veis parasa veis adalia veis aridasa tes veis parmashta veis arisa veis arida veis vaisasa.
No, what's the kasha? He told you already the kasha. What's the kasha? What's the rule? Akiva, what's the famous rule in the Masechet Brachos? No, kol pasuk deloy. Paske, Moshe Anan, you have no right making Yom Pesukim. You have no right. He making Yom Pesukim. How about Kerry read it? There's Pachav, there's Pachav, there's Pachav, there's what do you mean? You are reconstructing the Torah. Right. You have no right to reconstruct the Torah. Called possibly Paske Moshe. I'm not like Paskinon. You take 5 seconds over here, what are you doing? Make him to one. And where do you finally stop? Aseres. You're making your own Torah over here. You can't do that. You can't make your own Pesukim. Man of Chaim Brisker by Aseres Adibris. Never read the Talmud Elyon, only the Talmud Tachton. But there you have an answer to do it, because there, the mitzvah is to read Dibros. The Heft of Torah there, the Taka, the don't certainly could change, because they were given as Dibros. But to go over here, Pashadosa, Dalton, Vazosa, what do you mean? You can't make your own Pesukim. There's one place where we do make our own Pesukim, not a Pialocha, who knows where. You can't double, you can't. There's one place.
Hallel?
What?
Hallel.
Right. Hallel, make our own Pesukim over there. Right? You open a Tillim, you have a Tillim with Hallel in it. Then we make our own Pesukim, but Hallel. Yeah, you have a Tillim? Which capital is Hallel? Which Hallel is it? What? By the end? One second. Okay, I'll show you. Yeah. Where did they run into each other? On Hashem, Hashiano, On Hashem Atzlichano. Right? It's one pasuk. And what do? We take a half, chop it in half, and we double it. Correct? That's what we do. I'm going to talk about it tomorrow night with a very big, sensational chiddush. Lalocha. Okay, they give me now the Ramban and Hiseitse. It says, Zohar Esa She'os Lalocha Amolek, Vadberch Vetseitzchem Mitzrayim. Zohar Esa She'er. Amalek. What does Zohar mean? Huh? In English, what's Zohar?
Remember.
Huh?
Remember.
Louder.
Remember.
Commemorate.
Mention.
Commemorate.
That for sure doesn't mean. It means. Ramban doesn't know exactly. He says. It means to. To. Mention to lo yedaiti mahi aschir azu bepeh. It means the more darshan, but you're orally bepeh. What do you do exactly? Yeah. So one shot would be what people think is loyim. I made her want to tell you. She nikra parches amolek v'tzibur. But we do. Maybe it means that. Maybe. Nimtzinu lemaiden comes out min haTorah b'shniya zohar. Min haTorah. What does b'shniya mean? What shniya mean? Second what? Second. Shabbos. What was the first one? Shkolim. What's the second one?
Zohar.
Come out that it's the Raisa. That's what people think. He says maybe. And then he adds, if that's the case, the smach, the mikra megillah min haTorah. What's this? We have a smach. Pasha Zohar Deraisa Yismach the Mikra Megillah. He says part of Pasha Zohar. You see, it was in Makdiminon's Kiro Lasio Yismach the Mikra Megillah Menatoro. Amazing Ramban. Shabashniya is Deraisa and Mikra Megillah is Deraisa. There's the Mogan Avram. If someone mispatches Zohar, when should it be Yoitza? Tell us Mogan Avram. When?
Megillah.
Louder.
Per morning by Lenin.
Or Yovei Amalek. But Ramban, not by Yovei Amalek, no. When is Yoitza patches Zohar when?
Megillah.
Yismach. Lemikra Megillah min haTorah. That's what he's saying over here. Right? So that's another reason that ladies shouldn't go hear Parshas Zohar. Why? They're all going to hear Megillah. It's Mikra Megillah, Min haTorah. What's Chiddush about this? Any question on this? You hear Parshas Zohar, Mikra Megillah. What's the problem with this?
Where's the Zohar?
What?
What are we mentioning Amalek?
Doesn't mention Amalek? We have over there Haman ben Amdasa who Agogi. Who's Agag? Samalek. Alright. As a matter of fact, I do two things that people don't do. I only bang, that's a minute you're short to bang, twice or three times in Megillah. only when it says Hagogi. Not Haman. It has to be Hagogi. It's only time. It's a Malik. Only time number one. Another meaning I have is it says Shoshana Siakov Oro Haman Baruch Mordechai, right? I'm going to show him. The Medrash quotes this then, it's Yerushalmi. It says, Kimoti Lahoman Omrim Oro Haman. What's Kimoti mean? When do they say it? In the Megillah. Right. So when the Balkara says, Haman, I don't bang, I only bang by Agogi. Anyway. It's the Haman? I said, Oro Haman. Right? Kimoti, in the middle of the Megillah. And they say Medrash. The Mesachta Sabrina says after the Megillah. It's very shvet. After the Megillah, you're not mentioning Haman. The Medrash is Moti. Right? I would say Baruch Mordechai also. But I'll miss the whole Kriya. I would do that. You hear that? If I was a boss. Correct? I say, wait. Just like you wait by Haman, they should wait by Mordechai. Everybody should say, Baruch Mordechai. Anyway, what is Shvet? Why don't you ask me a question? If Pachi Zohar, the Raisa, what's Megillah Sester, Yaakov? What's Megillah Sester? Who wrote it?
Esther.
So what? That's the Rice or Rabbanon? What's Megillah? The Rice or Rabbanon?
Different Kabbalah.
So it's Rabbanon. So how can we Yotze Pasha Zohar with what Megillah says to? What's the answer? No?
You make it there,
sir. What's the answer?
Zohar's Rabbanon? It was put in Zohar's Rabbanon?
No, he said, it's the rice, he said. Made him in a Torah. What? Again, how you get your patch of Zohar, which he said, with the rice, when we go on Sesta, which you drop on.
You're
all missing it, but you're starting Yiddishkeit over here. What's wrong with you?
It's all Torah Messinae.
All Torah is the rice. The chiyuv to read it is Rabbanan. I'll give you an example. If you burn Torah, you get Malkus with Sassan King. Let's say you burn Megillah Sester, you get Malkus with the Raisa?
Yeah.
Of course. That's a better question. It says it's a chathchila you should wear tzitzis from wool. Why? Not cotton. Why not from cotton? Why? No? Because it's the Raisa. What's the name of the Raisa? And this is Rabbanon. Right? Cotton's Rabbanon. So you should learn Masechta Baba Kama instead of Beitza. Why? Baba Kama deals with Shpotim. Beitza deals with Muksa. So should you prefer to learn Baba Kama over Beitza? No, why not? The Heftzer Torah the Raisa. Right? The Heftzer Torah is the Raisa. The Chiyum Rabbanon. But it's the Raisa. The Adinim. He goes to Kula and the Chiyumim. It's all Dvar. What the Raisa mean? Dvar Hashem, the same Dvar Hashem. Same Dvar Hashem, Dvar Rabbanon, except it's done differently, and it was delivered by Rabbanon. It's a Heftzer Torah Raisa. A stupid question, right? It's better to go learn Shabbos instead of Megillah, because Shabbos is the Raisa and goes up. But it's all Heftzer Torah. If Rabbanon, you eat a part of Zohar and Megillah. But reading the Megillah. There's another Kiddush over here. Yismach the Mikra Megillah Min HaTorah. Masha from Ramban. The the Shaila, I'll talk about this very much. The Shaila is Mikra Megillah Talmud Torah, right? Or it's Hallel. The Gemara says, Vios is Ohiluloi. Or it's learning. Mikra Megillah is learning. Big Shaila about this. I have a big piece of Torah about this. That's what I'm talking about. But what is it from Ramban? Is Mikra Megillah Torah learning or a Hallel? What is it from Ramban? What do you see?
Torah.
How do you know? What Pasha Zohar mean? So the Torah's Kainim says. She'll learn about Amalek. You should not just mention Amalek, but it's to Parshas Amalek. Parshas Amalek. If Mikra Megillah would be Hallel, you wouldn't be Yotzer Chiras Amalek. Chiras Amalek is the Torah tells you about Amalek. And that's another reason why ladies shouldn't go. Washington ladies go, why? They have no shachas to Torah. But however, those that do go, because they're the women's lib, that they're becoming rabbis, and the male of Shittasom, they are what? They are learning Torah.
Why isn't it like Dinim Shaykh?
They have no shachas to Torah.
Why isn't it like
the only shachas they have to Torah is that they wait to support their husbands. Right, to support
why isn't it like the dinan that's a shaykh to learn?
No, but that's not Torah.
So here's also not going to be Torah. It's a
he said the Yoyt Pasha Zachar. Yeah. There's another question over here with Mikra Megillah. What with Chris HaTorah? Yeah. There's another question over here. But he himself said that's not the pshat. And he says, that's not the pshat. There's another question over here. Svacha Mikra Megillah Man HaTorah or Pasha Zohar? You have a chinuch kiseitze. See, nobody knows exactly what a Zohar. The Rambam holds no Pasha Zohar Man HaRais at all. What Zohar? To remember, no Pasha Zohar. That's Reb Chaim was not makbel on Pasha Zohar. You never heard that before, because it's Ramban hold of it. It's a Tosfos and a Rosh, and Ramban rejects it now. Ramban now going to reject it. So it comes out. So reading the Megillah, if that's Pasha Zohar, yeah, what do you say about that? Reading the Megillah is a kind Pasha Zohar. We are smach from Mikra Megillah and HaTorah. What do you say about that? That's a kiyum. And what in Pasha Zohar? Smach from Mikra Megillah and HaTorah. I'll tell you what I'm thinking. One second. Let's see the chinuch. The famous chinuch. The very famous chinuch here. Mitzvah lizkor masha osa amolek. Yisroel v'tseisam v'tsroyim. Right? Va'el aschira zois. The lev v'peh. What does it mean? Lo yodano. I don't know. Zoch, what? When? How much? Zman kavua b'shana? Or b'yoyim is every year, every day? Shemosh netzavino, s'chirs yes mitzrayim, chol yoyim, chol lailo. Maybe it's every day, every night. You hear that? We don't know. It doesn't say clear. Who knows? She says, Krishma, he says, that is Chiz Mitzrayim Ikaradas. It's the main part of Yiddishkeit. As I said many times, he says, but I'm Molek. It's just, we shouldn't forget, and our hatred, the hatred, his hatred, the dialogue was, maybe it's enough, Lizkar Enyim Tamachas Vishana, once a year, Oishteshanim Vishalosh, every 3 years. Every, what, 3 years? Where's he getting the 3 years? Where's he getting? No, who knows?
The
my Rav needs to finish the Torah every 3 years. He says, not Pasha Zohar. He says, once in 3 years. You hear that?
What's time?
What's time? Well, I know you, Mom, maybe. Then how do you show Yisrael parts of Zohar the Kroisa? B'Shabbos Miyuchod. Oh, Shabbos Zohar. Cholshona Torehi. It's the Raisa. And Mitzvah Zu, he should come who came. Well, Shabbos has the problem with Oilam. The din ye ye the Kroisa b'yon Purim. If each of you show you, he home on the rush, how is that way? I will idea to call him Nezed is Tavin of his hero, Zul Kobu, a partial before a Purim, he called him Purim. I was some cool of Purim. And then he says, the Noyheges Mitzvah Zub Chomokim Chosman, Bischarim, by men. Why by men?
I think they go to war.
What? Kilahem lasses hamulchama. The nikmasoyev loyna noshim. No women. Right. No women. Voiva alze velozocha beliboy. The korb fiv me oilam. He never did it. Then he's over. In other words, he's not sure. That's me every year. So when is he over? When he never did it. My question is something else. What is it? Kulehem lasim uchama. I'll tell you the big question. It seems part of uchama. Like the next mitzvah is lahachris zari shala molek. So the question is, the next kin talks about it. Oh, if it's a war, hello. Who's chayim in a war?
No.
Every yochid or the chayim atzibur. Who's chayim in this? Klai Yisrael has to have war and destroy Amalek. What about is the yochid chayim? Yeah, that is a yochid chayim. So if you say it's a chovat tzibur, none of the yochid, right? So then, no. So as long as there's a kriyas haTorah in the city, about a molech, so you can stay home. We have a bad cold, right? And the women for sure should stay home. It's a chovat tzibur or a chovat yochid. That's the question. Hear the question. Who's the chayva on? So the chinuch adds the chinuch
says Mizois ben a mitzvahs. Yeah, and the next one, Lahach Mizar Shalom Olek, our Tzibur Kulon. Who's it on? Who's it on?
Tzibur
Kulon. Kin Shamu and Mechia. Shois mitzvahs in Stavu Yisrael, Vishas Nisasal Oretz. Limlis Melech, Mekin Melech, Be Buddha Be Samikdosh, Lahach Mizar Shalom Olek. Right. But then he says, Uve'emes, ki gam ala yochid mi Yisrael haschorim mutal achiv lahorgom la'abnin o'elam yesh kerech biyodom v'chol mokim v'chol zman. Hear that? Im ula yimtza, he points one of these guys. V'chol mokim v'chol zman. Hear what he says over here. Who's the chayva on? Every single individual. Every single individual that says, who's the mitzvah on? Yochid. And even Bizman Azer. Chomokim Cholzman. You have a Rambam? Well, give me the Rambam. Hilchos Molochim. So he says, it's not on the Tzibur, it's on the Yochid. You hear that? That's his big Kiddush over here. I don't know who told him, I don't know. But there is a Rambam, listen to this. Let's see the Rambam. Melachim, hey. Perik, hey. Looks like the Rambam. Who's the Chayva on? He says, over Mitzah, say. La'abed zera molek. Mitzasei lizkor tomid maisel v'royim. V'ariv, no parshas, okay? So if the goes maimini, whoa, against the, Ram doesn't say when. He doesn't say when. The goes maimini says, mitzvah zu, in the heges ad yamois ha-mashiach. La'acha mitzvah zu, and the Heges from Mashiach comes, Lach Kibush Oret Shenemar, Vahoyo, he was a pastor, Benech Shem Lekech, Lacham Kulevach Misoviv, Vashar Shem Lekech, Chanach Vushtam Zecha Molek. That is the smug. So you have to have Kibush Oret, Yemois HaMashiach. You have to have Yemois HaMashiach. It's not Noig Bezman Azad. This is against what the Chinuch said. No, Heges, what did the Chinuch say? You know? B'chomokim v'chol zman. And the Rosh Maimon, he said, not true. Ad Yemois HaMashiach. Yerayim says, you have to have a melech. Because in three things, what are the three things over there? The Mois will have melech. So, you need a melech to do it. There's printed in the, it's printed in the Chutah Mashulash, a biography of Sam Seifer. Sam Seifer said, he saw Baruch HaKodesh, that the guy is goyis from Amalek, and he met him by the Niagara Falls, it's not far from Pittsburgh, and the guy is looking at the falls, and Sam Seifer went, and he killed him. It's printed over there in the Chutah Mashulash. He killed the guy. He saw his Amalek. So I talked to Moshe Feinstein once. He said, Baba Mais is Shekhar Vachazov, Tchosh Vesefer, right? There's no mitzvah till Mashiach comes. Yeah, but that's only according to the Agoyis Maimini. You hear that? According to the Chinuch we just read, what the Chinuch say, no? If you find Amalek, you should kill him. That's a shiloh over here. However, for the pasuk would be a raya against Rav Moshe. What does the pasuk say? No, what does the pasuk say? Mechama Hashem ba'amolek. Midor dor. What does midor dor mean?
Every generation.
Every generation. Midor dor. But he said we go like Goyis Maimoni. We go like Goyis Maimoni. And not just Midor dor. Just Midor dor. Midor dor.
What's Mohammed Hashem?
Mohammed Hashem Bamalek. Oh. Who said that?
Vadia.
Very good. Only Hashem. But for us, we don't know. So anyway, he said the Farish, the Great Maimon, and the Heges, Adam Reis HaMashiach. Now, according to him, what about Pasha Zohar? Well, Pasha Zohar, which is, what Pasha Zohar? The mitzvah is, according to the Rambam, to Lo'orei Vosoi. It's like a Lo'orei Vosoi. Lo'orei Vosoi. To what does Lo'orei mean? Stir up the hate. It's a battle cry, right? It's a Chana Mulchama. That's how I understand it. It's a Chana Mulchama. Did you say that? It's a... Sachon Muhammad. Lawyer. I want to tell you a Kiddush. That, and the Kiddush says, oh, that women not. Why not women? Why not? Men, Lahem Lassen Muhammad. Lord Eloshim. Right? It's part of the Muhammad. So I want to tell you a Kiddush over here. That there's a Targum Yonison that says if a woman wears a gun or Kli Muhammad, she's over Lo Yia Kli Gever Al Isha. Right? So if a woman goes to her Pasha Zachar, she's over Lo Yia Kli Gever Al Isha. Because it's Lahem. The men, Lassa Muhammad. It's part of Muhammad. Right? So, the woman goes, so I saw a psak from Mizrahi Rav. He says, according to Chinuch, since women are in Tzahal, so they have to read Parsha Zohar, because they're doing Muhammad. So I added, my wife fights with me all the time. So she also has to Parsha Meshugana. You know that? But come down, that's what I'm telling you over here. The Chinuch said, Lehem Lassa Muhammad. It's a Chinuch. The deep part over here. The deep part over here. You have to kill Amalek, or you have, as Muhammad. Not kill. Muhammad. So that's the case. So how does he say, he finds a guy. How is that Muhammad? What's the definition of Muhammad? Okay. Pushing a guy over Niagara Falls. How's that? First, for Muhammad to do it, L'chaira, I mean, is a rabbim, no? A rabbim. Okay. So I don't understand. He says over here, only men. Why only men? Why? Why only men? Why?
Muhammad.
And then he says, anybody, like some cipher, a story. You find one, you found a guy, yeah, you kill him. Rabdom. So I don't know. I'll just tell you a story, interesting story. I once mentioned it in Shia. I read an article. There's this Jew in Haifa, Balbas. I think it's Shemesh, barely Shemesh Shabbos. And it got widespread that any bracha he gives to a cancer patients, at the end, they come to him, you have a four shlema, he would say, you get a four shlema. He had an old bachelor of 97, never got married, find a shidduch. Right. A woman 74, never had a baby. What was this koyach? And again and again and again and again, he was all his brachas makoyim. They said, "Did you ever do a big chesed to anybody?" No. How much? You give a lot of tzedakah? I give the Jewish National Fund 10 agorot a year. Do you daven b'kavana? On Yom Kippur, I come in for Nila. Right. You learn? What's that? You that? Tefillin? Oh yeah, but my mitzvah wore those. Every bracha is b'kuyim. How could it be? So they did research. What was your panosa? I was a policeman. You ever do anything interesting? And you're trying to find out. I'm not supposed to tell you. I'll tell you. When I was the one who pressed the button to kill Eichmann. So this guy had a monopoly on the mitzvah of killing Amalek. He had a monopoly in the whole class of this mitzvah. And Mela had a monopoly on the tariag, a mitzvah. So all his brachos and mekuyim, everything he said, right. His address is Mafia Street, he had a monopoly on the Kiyas Amalek.